Clarion Books and Harper Audio present Nothing Burns as Bright as You by Ashley Woodfolk, performed by Amani Minter. The cure for anything is salt water. Sweat, tears, or the sea. Karen Blixen. What matters most is how well you walk through the fire. Charles Bukowski. After the fire. I'd been running away from everything for years. My body like the flame of a lit match, tip-touched to a line of gasoline. But this was the first time I'd turned to look back. You were right where I'd left you, stooped and steadfast, at the opposite end of the bridge between us, as lovely and as luminous as you'd ever been. You still seemed desperate and devoted too, but you were not coming after me. You were not even looking in my direction. And I wondered at this change in you. Had you broken an unspoken promise between us? That where I went, you would follow? Or had I finally shattered something that had been cracked and slowly splintering since the day we met? I was used to absence. I was used to being alone. But I'd also grown too used to you. I wept as I waited for you to glance up, struggled to catch my breath as I silently urged those dark eyes of yours to find me in the early morning light. I clung to my own fingers, hoping you'd say something, anything, that would make me turn around and come back. You never looked for me. Or maybe you were tired of always looking for me. You didn't fight for me this time. You let me go. So I went. I love you. I think you know I will always love you. But maybe I'll let you start from the beginning. 867 days before the fire. You ordered the same drink as me, and you used the same fake name. Grande skinny caramel macchiato frappuccino for Alex? And our soft brown hands collided like stars. 1. Opposites. You think it'll be funny to start a fire. You always thought starting fires was funny. Whether they were real, like the way you'd write down wishes and set the pages ablaze in your backyard, or less than real, like the endless fights you started with me, only with me. Fire was always a joke, and matches burned holes in your pockets the way money burned through mine. You'd started fires on street corners and under bridges, in empty alleyways and at the ends of joints lifted and held steady. Our eyes locked and loaded before we smoked. This time, though, feels different. Dangerous. This time, you want flames to fill the dumpster in the school's back lot. The joke, you say the night before we do it, is that this whole year has been a dumpster fire. And what better way to celebrate an ending than with a literal dumpster that's literally on fire? I thought it would be better to flood the back lot instead. Less obvious, I insist. Easier to get away with. Because water could be accidental, in a way arson could not. Pipes burst, tides ebb, sewers get blocked by fallen leaves. Things leak and overflow sometimes, just because it's a thing things do. But combustion is only very rarely spontaneous. I could imagine the miniature disasters that might follow a flood. Ant-sized tsunamis. Tiny tidal waves. A slippery, perilous surface to cross if it was cold enough. It's a metaphor, I say. Because we're all underwater. Either swimming or drowning. But you weren't into it. And this is a perfect metaphor for us. Fire and water. Flames and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?